This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour.
See if we can make more of a difference this week than we did last week. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, DJV, on the air with what you need to know and our thoughts about things that are going on. The latest from New York is there's a manhunt. There are suspicions that this could be the work of a cell, a terror cell. The folks at Daesh have taken credit for it. So evil things and the beginning of yet more mayhem. What did we used to call this, Jennifer? Manic Monday, Murder Mayhem
Manic,
Monday.
Yeah, Manic Mayhem Monday. If you're just tuning in, do a lot of people like me try to get away from the news on the weekend since we have to focus on it so much during the week.
Yeah.
But there were several explosions. There were one explosion and several devices found, either pipe bombs or pressure cookers. I think five of them found in New Jersey. One of them was set to go off during a 5K, but it didn't. Then in New York City, another one actually went off and another device was found. These are pressure cookers. Well, now police in New York are looking to question Ahmed Khan Rahami, 28-year-old male, in connection with that bombing in Chelsea. So they did some arrests in New Jersey already, but now they're still looking for, I guess, this one person of interest in New York. They have a photo of him, which is good news.
Yeah,
my cell phone just blew up with the FBI alert.
Right,
you look for the picture.
But
now.
Why do you have your thing set to that?
It's like an Amber Alert. I can't control it.
Very
if you have a smartphone and you're in a certain area, that's what happens. If there's a kid that's abducted,
I don't want that.
You can't get away from it. It's like when you're watching TV when you're back in the day when like the boop came across and all the rainbow colors. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, you can turn it off.
I can't turn it off on my phone.
Victoria's in the city, though, and if, I mean, this is important. If everybody turned it off, then this guy would walk free.
Know. Right.
So, I mean, as much as it is nice to look for a distraction, I mean, we've got to find out who these people are for our safety, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, even if you find them out, what is that? It doesn't ensure safety. You just know who they are. I mean, there's somebody else behind them, and somebody else behind them, and somebody else behind them. We've allowed to breed a bunch of people who want to destroy us. And this has been going on for decades. And it just gets worse because we have weak leadership that doesn't do what we do and the rest of the world does. The fact these people still are in existence and haven't been dispatched, even though, you can say, and with legitimacy, get rid of them, another one comes up. But it's just at some point in time, there seems to be a need for serious focus on where these people are coming from and what they're doing. And so as a result of that, what do we have to do? I mean, this is the next thing somebody's going to introduce is a bill to outlaw pressure cookers so that we can't have, we're going to build bombs in pressure cookers, get rid of the pressure cookers. So that's how facetious it is. There'll be somebody, I'll bet you, somebody will introduce a bill. What do you bet? To outlaw pressure cookies.
I don't know about that. Maybe. It'd be a little far-fetched. But, I mean, I think the better idea here, and this is from someone that I follow pretty closely, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who talks about this stuff all the time.
Who is he?
We have to start. He wrote a book called Defeating Jihad. He's also a national security expert. Yeah. He actually sat next to Donald Trump when he did that town hall on national security about a month ago.
I remember
you
told us about him. Yeah.
Really awesome guy, by the way. He's so interesting. He's the son of immigrants who escaped communism, and so he has a really deep deep-rooted past and why this kind of stuff is so dangerous, because his father had to escape communism and this type of ideology. And so his first rule in all of this is that you have to tackle the ideology, as did Reagan with communism. So we have to start that key line, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, made people realize that the people behind the wall were not being protected. They were actually being controlled. And so that's the same kind of thing. You have to let these people know that they're actually being controlled for evil. They're not fighting this good, just war. And the first thing that you can do is fight the ideology, which is hard, but it can be tackled.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so let's move from one area that gives you a headache to another one. For those of us here in California, toxic algae shown up in more than 40 lakes and waterways all the way from the City of Angels up to Northern California, the highest counts in state history in park area. And so now because of this, there are health warnings, closing of swimming areas, and the government says we have to keep numbers down in the parks. So why do we own them then? If we buy up all this land, we create these parks, and now because of something like this, they say, well, we better keep more people out because we don't know, we can't control. So how do you, maybe it just takes one person. And this isn't something, by the way, that's human in a sense. What's going on in these waterways, the algae especially, comes from things that we may or may not be able to influence. It just, this broad sort of swipe at things. We take a broad brush to individual problems. The reason that we have all these problems is because there are too many people on the planet. That's it. And there's a movie that's coming out. I saw the trailer for it last night. And I think it's next week that it comes out. You know what it is. It's the latest installment, the Tom Hanks books about David Brown wrote those books.
Oh, the Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code. So this is the next one, and supposedly it's tied to a terrorist plot to unleash some kind of poison that will kill half the population of the planet. Yeah.
Sweet. Sure. I always laugh about the Da Vinci Code because when that first exploded, the book and the movie and all of that, I was online dating at the time.
Really?
And everybody, when they wanted to try to sound smart, one of the questions in your online dating profile was, what was the last book you read? And every man would always have the Da Vinci Code. And I always wondered, okay, if you really did read the Da Vinci Code, like I wanted to hand out a test when I met these people.
Right.
Did you really read that book?
Good title.
You're just telling me.
Uh-huh. So the Russians had an election yesterday to vote for a new parliament.
Oh,
and guess who won? Guess who won? The party that backs President Putin has the majority of seats. Wow. Can you imagine? Putin has been in charge for 16 years. And there were allegations, if you can believe it or not, of voter fraud yesterday.
Yeah.
Stuffed ballot boxes. People voting more than once. And it wasn't even Chicago, which is really kind of amazing. They've learned, though. The people in St. Petersburg and in Moscow have learned from all those great things that were done in Chicago. Crooked politicians exist everywhere. Isn't it great?
Yep.
It's
nice to have a little consistency.
Yes,
that's
isn't
right.
It? Right. Yeah. No.
Election fraud is always comforting, no matter.
Right.
Yeah. Wait till we get to November. You think that's bad? Oof. Can you imagine?
I actually met yesterday. I met these two people who.
Person you didn't meet yesterday.
I didn't get. Well, I don't think we had plans yesterday. It was Saturday.
Saturday.
I met this person yesterday who said that she was a poll worker. She was one of those people that volunteered to go look for corruption at polls.
Yeah.
And she goes, "You would be shocked at everything I saw." So I gave her my card because I really want to hear about what really goes on. I mean, I think there's so much more. We're so naive. We go in, some of us, we go in and cast our vote, and then we leave, and we don't really think about it. I mean, thank God for those people who take their time to actually wander around and see what's going on.
Yep. All right. Jennifer is back from her week in Hawaii. So I want to get a connection. There's an interesting wine connection. It may not be what you want to hear. Maybe what is very good news. In fact, I think this is a pretty good news story. So we'll get to wine and the good news in a moment here. 15 past the hour. This is DJV on the air.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off.
As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
All right, and at Geico, in the old business, about 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. It's absolutely true. For a free rate quote, go to geico.com. What does it mean when Geico says 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance? You probably should have gone to Geico 15 minutes ago. Saved you all of this. All right, so Jen.
Dougie.
There is a good news bracket. From the medical world about Alzheimer's research. A new study out this weekend finds that sommeliers, like you, is that how you pronounce it?
Sommelier.
Sommelier. People who have heightened olfactory capabilities are less likely to develop Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Yay.
It's
That's
a study done at the Cleveland Clinic. Looked at 26 people, 13 who are master sommeliers and...
Sommeliers?
13 sommeliers. Who are not.
Jen, are you a sommelier?
I'm a sommelier.
She's a small sommelier. After assessing data from MRIs and that sort of thing, the researchers found that the parts of the brain that deal with memory were stronger for those people who smelled wine, i.e. the sommeliers. The findings are attributed to the fact that these people are able to skillfully recall details about a wine by using their sense of smell, and that's what develops it. So here's my takeaway from this, that you use whatever you have in your brain. It's like a muscle, and this is a particular thing in your brain. You may have it developed for wine. You may have it developed for a particular pasta, or you could have it I can have it developed for the smell of manure. I mean, whatever it is. But if you develop something in your brain that has a specialized function, it gets to a special part of your brain, it really enhances what's going on in that area, that region, and thus limits your chances of getting something like Alzheimer's. I find that fascinating, frankly. Another way to lessen your chance of getting Alzheimer's is to use super beets. That's to get all your blood into the brains and muscles and places, but wine helps, it would appear. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
New music Monday time now, 23 after the hour. This is Sting. 50,000 Voices. His album coming out in November.
One more picture in the paper today. One more for the list of those already fallen. Another one of our comrades is taken down. Like so many others of our calling. We tweet our anecdotes and our commentary. We sing our songs and some sad truth. The tabloids are holding a story of kiss and tell. So long they will do tonight.
50,000 Voices. From the upcoming 57th and 9th album, what's the significance of that, ladies?
That's his. That's here in Manhattan. That's the location of the recording studio.
57th and 9th?
Yep.
So what number? This is his 12th solo album. How many do you think, between The Police and his own career, how many albums and pop hits has he come over? God, can we even count
them? If he's had 12 on his own, he must have at least had maybe 10 with The Police. I don't know.
It's the first rock album from him in 13 years. Title is a reference to the intersection of 57th and 9th. Where does he live? Where does Sting live, would you?
I have heard that he has a place somewhere on the Upper West Side.
He does.
I have stalked him unsuccessfully. I've narrowed down the neighborhood.
Good for you. Jennifer, you ever stalk anybody?
Maybe.
Really? All right, Sting says, maybe. Sting says the new tune is inspired by the deaths of David Bowie and Prince. He says it really is a comment on how shocked we all were when one of our cultural icons dies, whether it's Prince or David or Glenn Frey. They're our gods in a way, so when they die, we have to question our own immortality. As I watched the previews in the theater last night, there's a movie coming out in January. Richie would see this and that. You gotta see this, Doug. It is the story of dogs coming back to life. The whole movie is based on Dennis Quaid stars as well as an adult. He stars, but the story is. Have you seen? Have any of you seen the preview?
No, I think it's called Night of the Living Dog, though, right?
Pet Cemetery too.
Okay, next.
I have not heard of anything like that. I'm sorry,
I brought it up. Here's Meghan Trainor. Musically, you'll hear more about this, I'm sure. It unfolds on this week. This is not what you would expect from Meghan Trainor.
No.
Finally blew up in my face. I shouldn't burn to pieces. You got what you want from me. I gave you what you needed. I was born, proved my charm. You deserve to be alone.
Man, it doesn't sound like anything I've heard from her. Well, I'm not a Meghan Trainor fan, but it doesn't sound like stuff we've played here before. Sounds called Better.
I like it, but it's a departure for her. She's all over the board musically, though. She goes from soulful to poppy. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she also has writing roots in Nashville.
Yeah.
She's really in with the country scene, too.
This is from her latest album called Thank You. Last Friday, she also released an emotional video to compliment the track for Better, where she shows she apparently has some acting ability. It feels like a short film to those who have seen it, set to the soundtrack of the song Better. So, good luck to her. I think, how old is she? What, 26, 27? How old is Meghan?
23, I think.
Oh, only 23?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her. Well, good luck to her. 28 past the hour.
People who shop for groceries online represent a marketing opportunity for food growers, packagers, and retailers. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Software platforms from companies like MyWebGrocer enable supermarkets to let their customers shop online for groceries. MyWebGrocer's Michelle Cote.
E-commerce is here to stay, especially for grocery, and that's because shoppers at the end of the day are living in a world where they expect the convenience of being able to shop on their own time with a flexible schedule from different devices, in-store, online.
Cote says there's a perception that online shopping rules out the purchase of perishable goods.
I think that we prove in our space that that's absolutely not true. Consumers are looking for the convenience of doing most of their shopping online, and of course they want to buy their favorite refrigerated and perishable brands. So I think dairy is really well positioned because dairy is a super critical component to every basket. In fact, 93% of online orders include dairy in the basket.
I'll have more in tomorrow's show about dairy sales online. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, the DJV Experience, on the air. How do you do? It's Monday. Working over what happened at the Emmys last night, the bombings in New York. I don't want to spend too much time on that because it becomes too distressing, more scare. I'll tell you what I'm really focused on. I want to find out what everybody is really focused on today. My children, Megan and Brendan, will be here today and tomorrow. When I say here, I have lived in a little bungalow on the beach in Santa Monica for 10 years. This is my 10th year here. And I will be moving out on Wednesday. This is sort of deja vu because the kids came in March when I was packing up to leave the old farmstead and move across the way around the corner to the other house that I have now. But When I look at the
changes. So are you just too cheap to buy movers, or?
Well, I think what happens, you know, maybe a little of that. Yeah, there's a little of that.
Teasing you.
No, I did. I had my own guys move me from one home when we moved out of the Grove Street home over to the other one. I didn't hire any movers. We packed everything ourselves. The kids packed everything. And then the guys, the crew on the farm moved from one place to another. I don't have the farm guys here, so we have to kind of do it ourselves, but more because I don't have a place to go to. I'm not in a hurry to go run out and get another place here. I want to see what the next few months bring.
Where does your stuff go then?
We put it in matter of fact, Brendan sent me last night a list of public storage places nearby, because the kids don't have big places, so there's no storage. All the furniture I'm going to put out on the sidewalk and give it away. And there are a few tables and things. Why are you laughing? I have no reason to keep.
I love your furniture taste, but I'm not sure how that plays in Santa Monica.
Well, there's a bunch of homeless guys.
I was going to say somebody's going to be sleeping on it.
There will be. It'll listen. 5 minutes and the stuff will be gone.
Neighborhood than Santa Monica.
I have this large van that I hired that I'm driving around in. And so I put the stuff in that. Maybe bring it over to Jennifer. I didn't even think about that, Jennifer.
Yeah, just leave it on your sidewalk.
Please, bring your couch over and leave it on my sidewalk.
That's awesome. Right. Right.
Gosh,
and so along with this, I'm cleaning out.
Goes off her tree on your way out.
Yeah, please. I love that.
I'm cleaning out the refrigerator. And I've got a few things in there that have been in there for a while.
Oh,
and,
boy.
I'm wondering.
Oh, I love this game.
So,
what was it?
No, I know what it was.
He forages like a pig looking for truffles.
Well, when I don't eat, I'll throw away. You know, but I'm sure the kids won't take this stuff. But I just wondered whether you could. I never remember because I don't have a microwave.
Oh.
And yet there are things that are left here from when Brendan was here a while ago, and they're microwavable. Can you put those in the regular oven?
Are they frozen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we need to clear that up, because I don't know if you were just talking about maybe just nuking some stuff that's been sitting in your fridge for a really long time.
No, not in the refrigerator, in the freezer.
Okay.
These are things that have been in the freezer for a while.
I don't know if you can. You'd have to take it out of the plastic tray, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you can't do it in the plastic tray.
Yeah.
Right. Just wondering.
Or it would have to go on a baking sheet, maybe, if some of them can be baked in the oven. But
you put it on a sheet of aluminum paper or something like that, right?
Can you post pictures of the stuff that you find in your refrigerator on the website?
Oh, good luck, Rich.
And let's have people guess what it is.
We could have an auction to be memorabilia.
Right. You can give them money to charity.
Own a Doug Steffen couch.
Right. Food. Anybody who wins? Congratulations. Yeah. That's cheese.
Hooray. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to try to close the gender investment gap with a woman who is extraordinarily well-qualified. Sally Krawcheck is going to join us to talk about how investments... this is one of those dicey areas where there's so much prejudice, and because the men who run the world of investing, although it's changing, there are good counselors who are working for some of the bigger banks, but there is a huge... how do I best tactfully put this? Prejudice is probably the nicest word. The little lady who's supposed to stay at home and take care of the kids and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So we're going to try to address that.
These people work on commission. They'll take your money. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Matt Damon was at the Emmys. Leslie Jones called out the hackers who stole her photos. The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, and that disgusting Game of Thrones won a ton of awards. Just really, I don't know what this Mr. Robot all about. I see a lot about the star.
Mr. Robot's great. I love that
what
show.
What is there about the show you like?
Well, it's really brilliantly written. It's about a hacker who gets together with a group of other hackers, and they free all of the world's debt. And the show follows. It's this anarchist. They want to, you know, down with the man, and E-Corp, Evil Corp, is the name of the big corporation that runs all the banks in the show. And so it's a really interesting take on what would actually happen. And you see people waiting online at ATMs. There's no cash, and the whole infrastructure just falls falls apart, which they didn't anticipate. So it's a really interesting show.
Huh.
The anarchist in you would like it, actually.
Probably. What I found, well, I didn't see the whole thing. I saw the end of the show, the last 20, 25 minutes, and the first 20 or 25 minutes of the show. Because in Los Angeles, it played live. It started at 5 o'clock West Coast time, over at 8 o'clock West Coast time. So then they started at 8 West Coast time and play it through to the end. And at the beginning, Jimmy Kimmel is playing, and he's looking for a ride. And the presidential limousine comes along, and it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus playing her role as the VP.
So funny. Yeah, it was cute.
And then they say, well, we don't have any room for you back here, but sit in the front. So he gets in the front, and who's driving the limo? Jeb Bush. And it actually was quite a good bit. I thought it was
very
a lot of
funny.
Fun. It was funny.
And he was so smart because he was being, you know, he was characterized during the primary as being such a little schlubby
Schlumpy
kind of guy.
Yeah.
And so to actually poke some fun at himself,
yep.
It was, I think that's very good for his career.
Yeah, he said he found that he could make $12 an hour.
Yeah. $12 an hour on Uber. And then you drive away, you see he's got a Jeb exclamation point bumper sticker on the back.
Right. Yeah. It was that kind of stuff is well done.
Yeah.
When it's thought through and stuff, and a lot of people again talking about Sarah Paulson and Marcia Clark. How she's changed. But how long ago? I mean, this was 20 some odd years ago, right?
Yeah.
She's changed a lot.
94, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah. Right. But then the whole business about Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. I thought about it as I only saw one or two episodes of the thing. But then you sort of start thinking about this stuff. And maybe it's because I drive by, when I come up San Vicente to my house off of the 405, where that restaurant was at the corner, mm-hmm. right at the intersection.
The Luna, I think it was called.
Right, and they tore it down. They put something else up there. But you go by and you still look at that sort of triangle that's there. And you can't, if you're from this area, from this neighborhood, you know what happened. And you just...
I don't know what happened. What happened in the restaurant?
The two of them met. Ron Goldman was a waiter in the restaurant, and it was frequented by Mrs. Simpson, and they became friends. Whether they were lovers or not remains to be seen. But
so that's the restaurant where he was a waiter.
Okay.
And she left her sunglasses there allegedly, and that's why he was coming to her house to return the glasses.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But then, you know, how did he know where she lived and all of that stuff came into the picture. But anyway, it's kind of, that brings back all the, sort of for me anyway, regurgitates the whole thing. 42 minutes after the hour, we'll find out how to close the gender investment gap in a moment here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
Burger King presents... Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon, Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
All right, here we have 44 past the hour. A lot of talk about the gender pay gap lately, but there's another conversation, it seems to me, that we need to have, the gender investment gap that could cost women even more of their hard-earned money. The last honest analyst on Wall Street is Sally Krawcheck. She's made it her mission to help now launching a firm of her own, a digital investment platform. Here to talk with us about this problem, Sally Krawcheck, welcome.
Yes, good morning. So happy to be with you.
Well, the important thing here for us to, at least from my perspective, now, so seriously, I'm a guy who's not a great investor. I have been smart about some things, mm-hmm. but I'm not an investor per se. But what bothers me is that we are focused, the same sort of thing as with the presidential race. We have a woman running, or we have a black person running instead of those who are most capable. I think in the circles that I travel anyway, the women that I know are a lot better at this than the men I know. So.
That's not just the circles in which you travel. The research shows that despite the fact we tend to think of investing as a man's world, that women are as good professional investors and individual investors, as good or better than the men are.
Mm-hmm. So then what do we need? What's our attitude adjustment have to be here? What do we need to know to make this a more important part of our thinking?
Well, first of all, we need to get rid of some of these gender myths that we wouldn't accept any place else. You know, guys are better at math than women. Guys are better investors than women. Women need hand-holding and a personal relationship to invest. It takes them a while. Women are too risk-averse to invest. Women need more financial education. We need to throw it in the garbage bin. I mean, everybody needs more financial education.
Right.
But women need to do it, that we have felt, the women tell us that they have felt that the investing industry in Wall Street is not for them because it's 85% to 87% male. They tell us they feel patronized. They tell us the war and sports analogies don't work for them. They tell us the fact that the industry symbol is a bull, doesn't feel very welcoming to them. So that's why I founded Elevest, having spent my career running Merrill Lynch and Smith Barney, something that works for women.
Mm-hmm. So what would we use as a symbol, a cow instead of a bull?
You know, we have talked about that. We are using an EV, which is a fashion-looking type of symbol, sort of an insignia. Our website was designed by the woman who led the redesign of Vogue.com, so that it is beautiful. It feels like a site she spends time on, but don't let it fool you, because it's, I believe, smarter than anything else out there, because it employs very powerful technology to help women invest, to take into account things like the fact she lives longer than men and the fact her salary peaks sooner than men. Very important for investing, and we're the only ones who take that into account.
So women should start investing from their own careers earlier than men, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Women should start investing early. And so let me give you some numbers. If a woman makes $85,000 a year, she puts aside 20% for her retirement, her big goals in life, etc. So she's working hard, and she waits 10 years to invest, which I hear all the time.
All right, so ladies, how's that work for you? Victoria and Jennifer, listening to that, and you're age-wise and dollar-wise probably in that vicinity. So how does this ring true to you?
Putting aside 20%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's doable, and I think that it's something that we probably don't often think about. You know, I know a lot of people have 401ks, and I've been guilty of this in the past, and not contributing to it as much as I should, and especially if you have a company that has a match program.
Right.
I know that, you know, I look back, and that's a big financial regret that I have. Mm-hmm. Actually, most of my regrets in life are financially related.
Absolutely.
So I think a lot of women feel that way.
Let's assume you're putting that money aside, and you're putting it in the bank rather than investing it. Up markets, down markets, over 10 years, that cost you $100 a day.
How do you learn the best investments, though? Because that's what always stops me, is I get, there's like this level of fear, like, where do I go? Okay, I have a little money saved up, I have my IRA, but what do I do with the money that I want to invest?
That's why I founded Elevest, to be a place where women, that feels right for women, that invests the way women look to invest, that is run by people with decades of experience. As mentioned, IRA Brand Smith Barney, Rand Merrill. I'm the only one in the industry that was fired for returning client funds in the downturn. Our chief investment officer has decades of experience. We employ very powerful technology with our partner Morningstar, who's been around and is so well regarded.
All right, let me tell people where to go. It's ELLEVEST.com. ELLEVEST.com. Thank you, Sally.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Melody and the theme. I don't know where we got this, but this is not the original theme.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I know this sounds like some guy in the back room of a piano bar. But anyway, it's the focus on the news. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, and he has news about a remake of the movie High Noon, sort of like 3:10 from Yuma that got remade. Let's find out what that's all about. Plus, we'll get box office totals, and I'll review Bridget Jones' Baby for you in a matter of moments here.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some bands are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the...
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
All right, so Chucker, the theme, Richie, you have the original theme from High Noon.
Oh, my darling. On this our wedding day.
Now,
do not forsake
this,
me,
not,
oh
not,
my darling.
This is not the. I'm telling
why
you,
is this Frank, so hard to find?
Frankie Lane, Richie. This is a.
Everybody says Tex Ritter.
No.
Everybody on YouTube says it's
really?
Tex Ritter.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But I trust you. I know.
What's
well,
the movie?
Well, anyway, the reason we play that right. song is Relativity. Yes. Relativity Pictures has acquired the rights to remake that 1952 classic film High Noon, which starred the great Gary Cooper
yeah.
and Grace Kelly. So, from what I read in the Hollywood Reporter, it's going to be a modern day remake. I don't know what that means. Whether
not a western,
shift it from being a western. But clearly, if it's modern day, that'll mean that we have modern technology, cell phones, internet. Which sort of defeats the purpose of the
The problem with these remakes of westerns, Chucker, is that they're so violent. This Friday, the remake of The Magnificent Seven comes out. Have you seen any of the trailers? It's just so violent. That wasn't the spirit of the original. There was a story to the original movie. This looks like more. I mean, a lot of great stars, a lot of great actors in this, but it's just theoretic. It's like the 3:10 to Yuma. That was a great through Christian Bale and Russell Crowe in that, and it was just one horrible blow up murder scene on top of another, and it was just it takes away from the story because you don't need a story when you kill everybody and you blow everything up.
Well, the old westerns, everybody that got shot, they just fell down.
Right,
there was no blood coming out of their body or whatever.
Well, having said that, Doug, I mean the Wild Bunch back in its day went against the grain because that was very violent. Hardcore movie, especially for its
and the one with Henry Fonda where he kills the 4-year-old kid. I forget the name of that, but that was awful. All right, so let's do box office totals from the weekend. I went to see Bridget Jones.
No real surprise here. The number one, Sully, lands in the top spot once again. $22 million in business, $70 million, 2 weeks of release. Like we said on the show, this movie would touch a nerve with the general public, and it has. The Blair Witch sequel title, Blair Witch, underperformed mightily, just $9.6 million in its opening frame. Yes, it was shot for $5 million, but they spent probably $15 or $20 million to market that movie. And unlike the other horror movie, Don't Breathe, which has done $75 million in business in 5 weeks, this will be nowhere close. Bridget Jones' Baby, $8.2 million. I have to say that's an underperformer. Snowden, eight million.
That's another surprise.
And Don't Breathe, 5.6, like I said, $75 million actually in 4 weeks. What do you think about Bridget Jones' Baby?
I liked it. It was a little annoying in some places. I've seen bits and pieces of the other movies. I've never seen them all. But I was on this promenade, and it was time, so I just decided I'd go in and watch it for a while. I didn't laugh, but I found Colin Firth to be the most likable character in the movie.
Love him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
He was very good. I found McDreamy not to be likable, at least in this movie.
He can do that well.
And she is who she is. That character, she's got that knocked, and maybe she could keep it going for the rest of her career. Man, Bridget Jones' granddaughter.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.